Hey, it's Kim Komando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to komando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. All right, I always like to begin with something great. And the Masters is going on right now in Augusta, Georgia. This is a big deal in golf. Okay, the tournament was first held in 1934, and it's been played every year since, except during World War II. And if you're one of the 40,000 people who are actually going to the Masters tournament, or one of the 10 million folks who are watching it at home, there is one thing that you can't bring, and there's one thing that you won't see on the fairways. Do you know what that is? It's a cell phone. Yep, all phones are banned. They put a bank of phones you can use by the entrance, and that you can also use these for free. Now, one guy was banned for life because he actually brought in a cell phone to the Masters in 2017. Wow. You know, I play golf. I'll tell you, I'm not very good. But I once did get a hole-in-one playing at the Arizona Biltmore Golf Course in Phoenix, Arizona. And I'll tell you, I find the whole idea of golf off-putting. Yes. And on that happy note, welcome. I know. It wasn't that bad. It really was not that bad. But I promise you, they will get better as the show continues. And on that happy note, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this. It's America's biggest show about all things digital, your most trusted source. And of course, you can find my award-winning show on over 420 top radio stations throughout the United States. And we're streaming in your favorite radio app. Just search for my last name, Komando, with a K, of course. And you can find us as a podcast, a webcast, commercial-free over at getkim.com. Yes, I did say commercial-free over at getkim.com. And our show is also available on the American Forces Network Radio, reaching over 375,000 U.S. service members serving in 175 countries and 200 ships at sea. Get the Kim Komando Show. And of course, you have a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And that's why our T-Mobile Unlimited Listener Line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And if you're just too dang shy to come on a big show and podcast, I totally get that. You can drop me your questions over on the website. That's komando.com. And in the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says email Kim. All right. Every single day, I check out at least 30 different websites to make sure that you're in the know about all things digital. And this is part of the show where I like to talk about the tech news and what's going on. And if you're wondering if ChatGPT is coming for your job, let's go directly to AI and ask it. So there's a Chicago-based outplacement company by the name of Challenger Gray and Christmas, and they specialize in finding jobs for those folks who have been recently laid off. So the company asked ChatGPT, what jobs can ChatGPT replace? Well, the chatbot immediately took out the chance to spew out a list of everything that it says that it can do better than humans, starting with customer service reps, translators like the ones working at the United Nations, interpreters, technical writers, copywriters, data entry clerks. It also said that it excels in the data sciences, things like weather forecasting, statistical analysis, and just automating so many jobs that now require humans. ChatGPT is expected to replace 5 million American workers this year. Wow. This is real. It's serious. And if you have one of the jobs that I mentioned, you just need to come up with your plan B like right now. All right. Number two on our list of five things, is there a doctor in the AI? All right. Googling your medical symptoms often leads to greater worry or anxiety. But research has shown that a lot of times when you Google your medical symptoms that you actually come up with the right diagnoses. But what about ChatGPT? Well, researchers at the University of Maryland Medical School asked ChatGPT to answer 25 common questions about breast cancer. Now, most of the answers were fairly accurate. But, and this is a big but, doctors found that about 10% of the time, ChatGPT actually made up fake medical journals to support its unproven claims. And a lot of the information was outdated because, well, ChatGPT doesn't have the latest data. It only goes up to 2021. So the bottom line here is that if you feel that something's wrong, ChatGPT can't beat a real doctor with a real appointment. That's right. All right, number three on our list is facial ID at the bar is a no-go. The violent criminals in New York, they have this deadly scheme up their sleeves. You really have to listen to this. And if you have kids that are going to the bars or you're going to the bars, just pay attention because it involves your phone's facial ID and date rape drugs. It goes down like this. You're at a club or bar. Someone offers you up some illicit stuff. Say, hey, it's going to be a good time. and you take it, but then you black out. And then that's when the criminals make their move. They use your facial ID to open your phone and then wipe your bank account clean. And these thieves, they don't care if you live. They don't care if you die. One victim, John Umberger, was found dead in his townhouse after leaving a bar with two men. In his autopsy, they found a deadly mix of drugs in his system, lidocaine, ethanol. His phone and his credit cards were stolen. $25,000 just vanished from his bank account. So a group of men have been indicted for his death, but this is a big problem. So to stay safe when you're out and about, don't open your phone. Don't pull your phone out because you could be targeted if a criminal just sees that you have a really expensive new phone. Next on our list, number four, Netflix. It's not all about chilling, folks. If a loved one passed away, would you delete their Netflix profile? Now, someone on Reddit posted this question this past week, and I thought it was really interesting. It got loads of answers like, I still haven't deleted my husband's profile or taken it over. It's been almost a year and a half. My mom's been gone almost 3 years. I haven't deleted any of her Netflix profiles. I don't think I'm ever going to be able to. In today's world, as we pass on, we have all kinds of digital memories. And it's an interesting situation. I mean, what about this Netflix profile? If you want to get rid of it, maybe you just want to take some screenshots of the movies that they watched, and maybe it'll make you feel good to know that they watched this movie. And actually, I'm going to be writing a USA Today column about this within the next 2 weeks, about things that you might want to preserve digitally when someone passes on. And last, this coming in at number five. Okay. When my son Ian was born, I wanted to give him a leg up in the digital world. So I bought him his own domain name. And that was over 20 years ago. Wow. Time flies, doesn't it? Just recently, the New York Times reported on a father who created an email account for his daughter while she was still in the delivery room. So when you think about it, that email account is actually older than she is by a few hours. So as more babies are born, more email domain names and social media handles are going to be snatched up. And it's common right now for parents to go out and grab these domain names. And so if you're having trouble, just keep in mind that maybe you might want to use the kid's nickname. And I recently read that the popular baby names are now hashtag and like. Wow, could you imagine naming your kid? Hey, hashtag, come over here. Like, come over here. Okay. Man, I'm telling you, good thing they changed it, because the hashtag used to be called a pound. And so if it was like pound me too, that would be sending definitely the wrong message. All right, coming up in our digital privacy tips, some normal things that you do are probably putting you in danger. Also, some later on, some signs that your phone may have a virus on it. And of course, we have all of your phone calls coming up, and you have me here on Kim Komando Today.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And if you haven't tried out our new newsletters, oh, come on, commando.com/subscribe. I will tell you, this past week, we had almost 10,000 likes and only 450 people said, I don't like the newsletter. I don't like change. All right, commando.com/subscribe. All right, take a moment and think, what is your constant companion? No, it's not your dog or your cat or your ferret. It's your smartphone, of course. I mean, and the cell phone has revolutionized everything that we do, how we work, how we communicate, our relationships. Now, every great invention has a beginning. And this past week, oh my gosh, it happened. The 50th anniversary of the mighty cell phone. And we have the privilege and the honor here on the Kim Komando Show to speak to one of its inventors, Marty Cooper. And here's a little fun tidbit. Marty's the first person to ever make a call. Isn't that amazing? Hey there, Marty.
Hi, Kim. Great to talk to you again.
Thank you. I have to tell you a funny story. So you were talking to Maddie, and she's one of our content producers, and she helps put together the show. And Maddie was so cute, Marty, because she came in, into my office, and she's like, oh my gosh, I just got a call on my cell phone from the inventor of the cell phone. I have to tell my parents. I thought that was so great. So bring us back to that day of the first call.
Well, we're talking about 1973. These were really primitive times, Kim. If you could imagine, there were no personal computers. The internet had not been invented. No digital cameras.
Oh, gosh, that's right.
Yeah. And the reason that we made this phone in the first place was that the Bell system, do you remember the, oh, you're much too young to remember the Bell system.
Actually, I'm not. I think, because I don't know if you remember last time we spoke, I told you about my mom that she worked at Bell Labs.
Oh.
And then we had all these different Bell systems. There was Mountain Bell and Southern Bell, right? Rocky Mountain Bell. I mean,
yeah.
It was just kind of crazy.
But they were all one company, the biggest company in the world, and they were a monopoly. And they were, whenever you wanted a new technology, they decided what you want, not the way we do it when we have competition where the consumer makes a decision, the Bell system did. And Bell Labs did come up with a new concept called cellular in 1947, could you imagine? And they didn't decide they were going to do anything until 1969. And by 1973, the FCC, this is our government, was going to decide whether they were going to be a monopoly for cellular or whether it was going to be competitive. And the Bell system's definition, their vision of cellular was car telephones. Could you believe that? You know, we've been in our homes and our offices by that copper wire for 100 years, and now we're going to be trapped in our cars. And we at Motorola just didn't believe that. We thought the time was ready to have the freedom to be anywhere when you wanted to make a phone call. So I
100%.
I decided that the only way that we were going to persuade people that this was the right way to go was to give them a demonstration, actually show them this freedom instead of just talking about it on a piece of paper. So we decided to do a demonstration in New York, another one in Washington. The New York one was the very first phone call. I was supposed to be on the Today Show in the morning. By the way, I was on the Today Show yesterday, 2 days ago.
Oh, were you? That's so, that's awesome. That's great.
Your show is much more important, Kim. So,
oh, thank you. I agree.
And I got a call in the morning saying, well, you got bumped. The cell phone is not as important as something else. And so they found a reporter that would interview me. And I told him, I want to do this on the street so you could really demonstrate the freedom that we could just walk around everywhere. And there I am on the streets of New York, 6th Avenue and 54th Street in front of the Hilton. And I had to decide who to call for this demonstration. And it just occurred to me, you know, I'm going to call the guy in the Bell system who's my counterpart.
I love that. I call your competitor.
So I reached in my back pocket and pulled out my phone book. Does that give you an idea of what primitive times these were, Kim? Joel, and amazingly, he answered, not his secretary. And I said, Joel, it's Marty Cooper. He says, hi, Marty. I said, Joel, I'm calling you on a cell phone, but a real cell phone, a personal, handheld, portable cell phone. You can see I was not averse, Kim, to rubbing it in a little. Joel was polite to me. I don't think he thought we were very important at all. He doesn't remember that call. He doesn't dispute that I made it. But I don't blame him for forgetting. But that really was the very first public cellular telephone call.
Yeah, I think that's so great because here Joel is saying, you know what, we are going to come out with the car phone because people are going to be in their cars all the time and they're wasting time when they're driving and they could be having business calls and phone calls and talking to their parents and their kids, not thinking that, hey, you know what, we want more freedom than that. So Marty, how much did this phone weigh? Because was it the Dynatech?
Yeah, phone weighed 2.5 pounds. Well, we called it a Dynatech because we're a bunch of engineers, but Dynatech stands for Dynamic Total Area Access. And would you believe we're almost there? We almost have total area access now. There's still a lot of places in this country where you can make a cell phone call, but almost everywhere you can. And it really is dynamic. It does change just to you wherever you are. And fortunately, the FCC, when they had to make a decision about a monopoly versus competition, thank goodness they made the right decision, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, because, you know, with competition comes innovation. And we always want to innovate because, as I always say, and Marty, whenever I say this in a staff meeting, everybody just cringes. But I always tell them, you know what, if we don't innovate, we are going to evaporate. So we need to keep innovating and keep moving forward. Marty, thank you so much for spending time with us. Really appreciate it.
Let me write that down. If we don't innovate, we evaporate.
Evaporate, yes.
Did you make that up? I'll have to give you credit for it when I use it in my speech.
Yes, I did. I made that one up myself.
Yeah,
I did.
That's great. Kim, thank you so much for inviting me, and I'm happy to be here anytime.
I just love Marty. He is always such a gem, and God bless him. Marty Cooper is 95 years young. Isn't that amazing? All right. I always like to pass along these great tips. And let's say you're creating these stunning videos, the presentations, professional level graphics on your computer. But then comes that moment of truth. You need to send it. And it's like, oh, no, the file's too big. I'm having trouble sharing it. So what do you do if the file's too big to email? A couple of things. Maybe you want to use a file transfer service like WeTransfer. You go to the website, you upload the video, the presentation, whatever it is, and then enter your buddy's email address. And then WeTransfer will send that person an email with a link to download the video. Now, another way is to compress the file. We've been doing this for so many years. You can use WinZip or 7-Zip, and it shrinks the file, so it may be easier to send over email. Now, let's get those large files out of your email for good, though. Please use Dropbox or Google Drive. This is also a great option if you want to share it with multiple people. You just upload the file to Dropbox or Google Drive and then share the link with anybody that you want. All right, still to come, we have more of your phone calls as well as some normal things that are causing you big tech problems here on Kim Komando Today. All right, before we go back to all of your phone calls, and we have a great tip about totally normal things that you're doing in your tech life that's actually putting you in danger. This is actually really cool because it's springtime and you step outside, you're probably hearing birds everywhere. Now, it's been estimated that there are over 10,000 different bird species. Now, each one has its own unique sound. Some have multiple calls and songs, and some even have different sounds when they're, you know, doing the thing that birds do. So thanks to modern tech, there are some apps that you can put on your device that will identify the birds. Like the first one up is called Merlin Bird ID. I've talked about this one before. It's from Cornell's Lab of Ornithology. And with it, you can record bird sounds and compare them in the app's database. And you get suggestions for possible matches. Another one up is called BirdNet. They say that they're using AI to identify birds. And then finally, iBird Pro, you can listen to recordings of bird sounds, and then you can get details on the species. And so once again, it's Merlin Bird ID, BirdNet, or iBird Pro. All right, Brenda in Nashville, Tennessee.
Hello there.
Welcome. What's going on?
Well, I had a stroke. I shouldn't have said that.
It's okay, Brenda. Don't you cry. Don't you cry. I'm not going to let you cry. It's okay. I'm your friend, and I want to help you.
Thank you.
Okay, so just tell me how I can help you, what I can do, and what kind of questions you have.
I need a work-from-home job.
Okay.
I'm not too computer literate. I'm not too good on the computer. And I looked at proofreading from home, but all they send me is garbage. And they put me on this merry-go-round, and I never do get any information.
Okay. All right, so you need to work at home. And
yeah.
And you don't have to be a computer whiz to work at home, okay? And there are things that you can do, all right? And I trust you, and I believe in you. And I know that you can do this, but I want to make sure that wherever you go, whatever job you're looking at, is that it's a legitimate one. And just know you shouldn't have to pay anybody to do anything. Okay. And don't fall
That's
for
what any, I thought too, yeah.
Okay, don't fall for any scams.
Exactly.
Okay, so do you, what kind of experience do you have in your life that you've done?
Well, I started out as a paralegal, but we did not use computers.
Okay.
And I was a self-storage manager.
Okay.
That was the last job I had, and I had several in between, but none of them ever required computer use, I mean, much. I didn't do much.
Okay.
As a self-storage manager,
okay,
I generated reports by pushing a couple buttons, you know.
Okay. See, a lot of these work-at-home jobs, they do require computer skills. They do. And
okay.
So if you wanted to be a customer service rep and you handle emails or do chat support, I mean, you do have to have a computer. You have to be pretty good at it. If you have strong writing skills, you could be a blogger. I know a real estate blogger was making a lot of money just writing real estate, I guess, ads, you'd say. You could be a transcriptionist. And you said you did some data entry. You could do a data entry. But before we get...
No, I don't believe I ever did that.
Oh, I thought you said, well, with the self-storage, maybe you put some, you know, you put some stuff into some forms. You know, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Okay, so you worked with customer information. So what we want to do, though, is I think first we need to do is to make sure that we get your skill set up, okay? And you have somebody who can be with you, and then to get you at a place in your head and also in your physical, so that this way you're going to approach any job that you get with full confidence that you're going to be able to do this, right? And I believe
right.
that you can.
Right, right.
I can tell because you're motivated. If you weren't motivated, then I wouldn't even be talking to you. But I can tell that you're motivated to get your life to the next spot, okay? So what
yes.
I'd like to do is to figure out, let me do some research. And let me see if there are some places in Nashville that can offer you some good training and to get you at a spot where you'd be able to really participate and get one of these jobs. And then I want to help you to the next level. And that is, let me see if I can help you find an opportunity. Okay.
Okay.
Now, what kind of computer do you have now, Brenda?
Right now, we only have an ancient Toshiba laptop.
Okay. All right. So here's what I'm going to do for you, Brenda. I'm going to buy you a modern laptop and I'm going to send it to you. Okay. Because for any of these jobs that we're talking about, you're going to need to have, you can't have an ancient Toshiba because that's just not happening. Okay. So we'll figure.
It takes 10 minutes to do anything.
No, we'll send you a nice laptop to get you started. And then I'm also going to do some research off to the side about some places in Nashville that can offer you some one-on-one training. And then we'll take it to the next level. And that is, let's figure out what kind of job would be the best job for you. Because Brenda, I'm here with you. I'm your friend. I'm going to help you. And I know you can do this, girlfriend. I know you can. So hang on the line, and we've got to get all your information so this way we can send you out that free laptop, and we're going to get this party started and changing your life around, and thank you for your call. You know, so often here on the show, I wish I could just jump through and give a person a hug. And Brenda, let me tell you, here's your virtual hug. Thank you for your call today. All right, so what are the normal things that you're doing every single day that actually could put you in danger? Okay, number one, you answer the phone and you say, hello. I know. It's like, what happened here? Okay, let the other person say hello first, because now with AI and deep fakes, the criminals only need about 3 seconds of your voice in order to create a deep fake of your voice. And then who knows next that maybe your grandson is calling you saying that he needs money, or your daughter. And you're like, what? Kind of sounds like them? Yeah. Maybe you're sharing harmless photos and videos online. Well, you know what? Maybe you're doing it the wrong way and you're actually sharing it out with the entire world. So over on the website, we have the tips to make sure that only the people who you want to see, your tweets, your photos, your Facebook posts, or whatever, that those are the ones who can only have access to that. Next is preview a document. What's that? Okay, using the Windows preview pane on malicious documents can actually infect your computer. So what you want to do is make sure that you have the latest update for Windows 10 or Windows 11, because this way you're totally covered for that. So this is some important information, and if you feel the need to share it with other people in your family, we make it super easy. Just head over to commando.com, and then there's a link that says Kim Show, and that's exactly where you'll find this tip. And from there, you can share it out on your social, via email, any way that you have it, because you want to share this stuff. Knowledge is power. I say it all the time. All right, still to come, we have more of your phone calls, as well as later on, we have a great tip about, does your phone have a virus? And what are the telltale signs that maybe a criminal, a scammer, or a stalker is getting a copy of every single thing that you do on your phone? That's still to come here on Kim Commando Today. Now, we talk a lot about artificial intelligence here on the show, especially with ChatGPT. So I decided this past week to submit some photos to an AI engine and have it create some headshots. Well, a lot of them were okay. A lot of them were weird. One of them came back and it looked like I was a guy. And I'm like, well, and I showed it to Barry. He's like, you know, as a guy, you're really not a bad looking guy. I'm like, well, thank you, I guess. Anyway, one of the photos that I posted over on Instagram looks like I am an alien with a hand going into my cheek. So in case you want to check that out, head over to Instagram.com/KimCommando. And while you're there, do a big follow for me too. So this way, every time I put something out on Instagram, that you totally see it. That's Instagram.com/KimCommando. All right, back to the phones we go with Kevin in Bristol, Tennessee.
Hello, Kim. Love the show. Thanks for all you do and learning anything from you. I had a question about, I'm getting ready to retire in a couple of years. I'm looking for a means of some supplemental income. And on the social media, I've seen people mention different things like affiliate marketing and other things like that. They call them side hustles, is what they call them. And I was wondering if there's a way I could check to see the authenticity of those type things.
Oh, this is a really big question, Kevin. Because I've never really run across any one of them that I thought was like, wow, this is really great.
Right.
Because these side hustles with affiliate marketing, basically, you need to have a lot of traffic to make any money in affiliate marketing. You need to have it. So let's focus instead of these books and seminars and YouTube videos about ways that you could make money in your sleep. What are you doing now?
I'm still working full time, and I'm a custodian.
Okay. And then how much money are you looking to make?
Really just extra cash for travel and that type of thing. Nothing in particular.
Are you in pretty good shape?
Fairly good, yes, ma'am.
All right. I'm going to tell you about some jobs that you can do that don't require buying a kit or going to a seminar, a book, or whatever, webinar, whatever it may be. Like, for example, there's a couple of places. One's called TaskRabbit, and another one is called Field Agent. Okay. With TaskRabbit and Field Agent, you become an agent or a tasker. Okay. And the task can be anything. You could assemble IKEA furniture. You could do somebody's grocery shopping. You could help them move. You could help them organize and clean out a garage, help planning a party, whatever it may be. But somebody needs a task. Putting a tire on a car. Okay. I actually put this app on my phone, TaskRabbit. And it said, "Hey, you're at CVS. Would you like a task?" And I'm like, "You know, sure, why not?" So I opened up my phone, and it asked me to take a picture of the laundry detergent display. And for that, I made $15.
Wow! Okay?
So awesome. you become the controller of your own destiny. So what happens is people put these jobs out there, and then it's up to you to say, "Yes, I can do that." Or no, I'm not interested. I'd like to go do something else. Okay. There's also a third site that I'd like to tell you about called Thumbtack. Now, Thumbtack is it works the same way, but there are custodians, there are painters, roofers, pet sitters, you know, if somebody is remodeling their home, you know, maybe they need some help with that. So, but this kind of fits more in your wheelhouse than doing internet affiliate marketing that you're not an expert at.
Right.
Right.
And yeah, sounds great.
And so here are three. You want to look at Thumbtack. You want to look at TaskRabbit. Mm-hmm. And then you want to look at Field Agent. And we have links to all of these over at commando.com, which, by the way, if you're looking for a legit work-at-home opportunity, we've done a lot of work on this. And just search for work-at-home over on the website. That's commando.com. You know, one of the things that I want to stress with any of these work-from-home jobs is that you actually do need to apply. You do need to work. You do need to make sure that you follow through and get good ratings. And, you know, you think about it, there's no free rides in life, folks. I mean, well, maybe there is one. What is a wind turbine's side hustle? What is a wind turbine side hustle? Anyone? Anyone? You ready for it? OnlyFans. Oh, I know. That was pretty bad. Hey, I just want to take a moment to say thank you for all your kind words with our new newsletters. We've been spending a lot of time, effort, energy. It's been a piece of the business that we never really paid attention to other than we just kept putting out these newsletters, sending 20 million of them every single month. And then in January, I went to the team and I said, we need to do this better. We need to do this much better. And we are knocking it out of the ballpark. I mean, your ratings and your reviews and your kind words speak so kindly. And I do read every single one. So if you maybe used to get our newsletters and you stopped, well, check us out again. Head over to commando.com/subscribe. That's commando.com/subscribe. I know you're really going to love it. And if you are loving the newsletters, make sure that you tell a few folks about them too. Just forward it on to them and say, hey, you should subscribe too. All right, let's talk about whether or not your phone has a virus, because let's think about it. It has everything on it. All your financial information, your identity, your banking apps, everything's just all tucked in there. And the bottom line, it's a cyber crook's target because it's for viruses, trojans, malware, spyware, adware, ransomware. That's all badware. They just want to get it on your phone. So here's how to spot if something malicious is lurking on your phone. And we're going to start with number one. It's a sudden surge in data that could mean that malicious software is installed. Next up, you start seeing some charges on your bill or in the App Store that you can't explain. Maybe you've been hacked. Number three in our list, pop-ups. Yeah, those are often used by hackers and scammers to try to trick you into downloading this malicious software. Next up, number four, maybe you are noticing some apps that you didn't install. They could have been put on your phone without your knowledge. And number five, battery drain. If your phone is dying faster than usual, it could be that some software is using up your phone's resources. And that means that it's time to do a backup and a complete factory reset, which I know is not fun at all. And for great content on the go, be sure that you get my podcast or search for Commando wherever you get your podcasts.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.